B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP Studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard and the man who has requested we refer to him as Checkpoint XP's Mr. Apex Legend, Robbie Landis.
The one, the only Apex Legend!
Actually, you know, me and Mr. Beard here had our best game yet with my friend Bill over the weekend.
Yeah.
I think between the three of us, didn't we have like 18 kills?
Yes.
I think.
How many did Robbie get?
10?
Five?
I had five.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. See, how many Weird Beard get?
Six,
I think
seven?
You had six. Ooh. I think you had six, then Bill had the rest of them. And then collectively between each of us, we each had like, you know, 1,400 to 1,500 damage.
So. Yeah, buddy. We're not bad.
Wow. You guys are going pro, huh?
We'll get there one day.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
All right, things are about to get hot today. Weird Beard's got a fun new game that puts our taste buds on the line. We're joined, as usual, for the game by producer Callie Sloan.
Yeah.
Weird Beard, what the heck have you got us into today?
Hold up. I just got to say that I can always tell how miserable or great this game is going to be by how happy Robbie is to ask me to play.
What are you talking about?
When it's going to be a miserable experience, he comes up to me like, yeah, you want to play a game? Like every time.
Like Saw.
Yeah, exactly.
What a play game.
Yes.
All right. I was actually excited about today's game. So go ahead and explain it to him first, Weird Beard.
So our game today is brought to us by our friends over at the Date Box Club. They have provided us with a Hot Ones Date Box, except I'm going to be taking the show on a date. We've got questions.
I love Hot Ones, by the way. It's like one of my weird dreams to actually be on that show one day. So when Weird Beard told me about this, I was really excited. And then I come in to find out that he's too cheap to actually get wings, and we're eating hot sauce on Frito chips.
Yes, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be asking a couple of questions. First, you take the bite. The Scovilles, which is how you measure the heat, is going to get more intense the later the questions are. We'll ask questions, and everybody around the room has to answer them.
And the questions, and this is actually more like the newlywed game. Like, I'll read a question, then you guys have to try and guess my answer, right?
Correct.
Got it.
Okay.
Can I just point out that this last chip, the hot sauce is almost eaten through it.
You mean the spontaneous combustion?
Great. That's what it's called, the 1 million scope.
So it's literally jet fuel.
I will start first. We are going to be starting with the Ass Kickin' Original Hot Sauce, which is the first one.
Do we all take it now, or do we not bite ours until it gets to our question?
You don't bite it until you get to your question.
So you get to do it all by yourself, is what you're saying.
All right.
Ooh. 3, 2, 1.
Here he goes.
All right.
Know how hot it is by his reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll prep ourselves here.
Just waiting for that one little tear.
It's the first
drop.
One. It's just got to be regular hot sauce, right?
Yeah, it's just regular hot sauce.
All right. What's your question?
What's my question? What candy bar best describes my love life? Snickers, Zero, Payday, $100,000 bar, Mounds, or Butterfinger?
So to point out, these don't all have to be gaming related.
No, not all of them.
Okay. All right.
I hope they don't all have to be, because I came up with some of the questions we're going to get today, and I did not provide multiple choice.
That's fine.
All right, so we just write which one we think you're going to answer?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you're honest, you're going to write this one.
You know, I almost went with one, but I'm like, actually, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
Don't change over there lagging.
I'm ready.
Line.
My answer, Mounds, because my girlfriend has got the Mounds.
Oh my God.
I went with Butterfingers. I said Butterfingers.
I went with Snickers because he's so nutty.
Funny. That's a good one.
I almost went with Zero, by the way.
Ah, funny. All right, James, you're up next.
I'm next, so I got to eat my chip first?
Eat your chip first.
Yep. Okay, so this is just the first one in the chip.
What's the flavor like?
Hot sauce.
I mean, but is it like Frank's or Tabasco?
Tabasco.
It's very, I feel like it's got a lot of vinegar to it.
I think I saw that it's habanero flavored. It's just original, but
it's vinegary and spicy. Yeah. Not too bad.
James, what's your question?
All right, my question here. If you could only play one game for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, I think I...
All right. I think it would be...
Yeah, I got this one. I know you,
do
James.
I have to write my answer down?
No, you just say it. We're writing our... All right, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I feel like you guys are all going to get this right. Realm Royale would be the game.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pick one game to play.
Wait, what did you write?
Streets of Rage.
What?
Oh, wow.
Did you do? Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. We got it.
We
know you, James.
Yep. At least somebody on the show knows.
Keep track of your points.
My turn? Your turn.
Your turn.
It's not too bad.
Good. I actually like this flavor. I put up this in chili. This is good.
What's your question, Callie?
Mm-hmm. What is the color of my toothbrush?
What kind of a toothbrush person is
Calvin? I know, I'm trying to think about this, too.
Who came up with this lame question? All right, I'm good.
This is a good one, too. All right. My toothbrush.
Hold on.
Scribbling not my last answer. Writing the new one.
Is this? I don't know. Maybe.
All right. My toothbrush is red.
Oh, I went with purple.
Blue.
Green.
It would have been purple, except Sarah said, I get the purple one, you get the red one.
Sarah, no!
Bummer. Robbie, you're up.
All right, so first the chip.
The first level. So we are playing a date box version of Hot Ones, where we're eating insanely hot sauce on top of Fritos chips right now. It is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then we go around the room and ask questions to see if our show knows the members. Robbie, what's your question you're asking?
My question is, who was my first... I'm actually changing a little bit because it could change otherwise. Who was my first video game crush?
Man, I'm trying to remember her name.
Okay.
No, it was revealed.
All right. I think it's got to be this one.
I know what one it is.
This is an easy one.
All right. I got it.
All right. Listen, when you're ready, James.
James. What is James going to put down?
He's going to put down...
some nerd chick.
All right. The correct answer from Final Fantasy VII is Tifa.
Tifa!
Tifa Lockhart! I said Final Fantasy VII chick. Does that count?
No, there's multiple chicks!
I don't know her name, but I knew she's from Final Fantasy VII.
You don't get it.
FF7
nope.
Chick.
I'm sorry.
She's
you know
always
what?
Trying to screw me,
I'll
Robbie.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay, I'll take it.
Half a point.
For the right game? Because, unfortunately, it could be Aaron.
Now, I don't think that Weirdbeard should always have to be the first one.
No,
to
I don't think so.
It, so I now think we should rotate.
Okay. James goes first this time.
I'll start the second round.
All right. Yep.
See, I'm not happy about that. What's the second sauce?
So this one is ass kicking wasabi.
Ooh, wasabi.
Oh, I hate wasabi.
Yep. So,
sushi.
For those of you just joining us, we are basically doing a Hot Ones challenge. We're eating the hot sauce, and then we're asking each other questions that we should know.
Yep.
Kind of like the Newlyweds game. So, what's your question, James?
Well, this one is much spicier, but
oh god, I hate wasabi. Oh.
You can hear it in his voice where he's like,
"All right, my next question." If I could have unlimited access to Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox games, which one would I pick?
Okay. Well, it's only one of three.
Yeah. I think it... What were the choices?
Nintendo, Xbox, or
it's
PlayStation.
It's literally the big three.
Right. Got it.
All right.
Just wanted to make sure PC wasn't on there. All right.
James wouldn't pick that anyway.
It's true.
What? I'm a controller guy.
Everybody all right.
I would say if I can have access to any of those, I would probably go Xbox.
Xbox.
Dang it.
What'd you go with?
Nintendo.
That was a good guess, but...
I almost went with Nintendo because I feel like that's where the better games are, but he's an Xbox boy.
I literally wrote Nintendo and crossed it out. I'm like, no, it's not going to be that.
All right, now this isn't the entire contest. If you do want to see the entire contest and hear all the questions and answers, be sure to head on over to CheckpointXP.com. But this is how the competition ended.
Last one up. Here you go.
Bring us home.
Whew, sweating.
Right? And it lingers.
Oh, I almost grabbed the water.
Not for long. Mine's almost gone, so.
Oh, yeah. So it's right in the tip.
That's so weird.
Just the tip. Okay.
Ask your question in the middle of the pain. Ask the question.
If you could have the food from one video game made real, which would it be? Shut up. If you could have the food from one video game made real, which would it be?
Ooh. I don't really know what kind of food Callie likes.
I don't know if you've played this game, but if you have, this should be the answer.
I got it. So. I'm so ready. This is the correct answer of any answer.
Oh, it's in my throat now.
Still
trying to think of the answer. The food. Okay. What game has great food?
Entire cooking mechanic.
I'm going to say Breath of the Wild.
Shazam!
Monster Hunter World.
Is it Overcooked?
Is the correct answer.
Breath of the Wild. There you go.
All right. How many does everybody have?
I have
Who's
four.
The winner?
I have a half point.
I have four.
I've got four.
And with 5 points.
Oh!
I suffer for nothing.
Him. Boom!
You cannot dethrone Robbie.
You guys cannot
even
defeat
with hot
me.
Sauce, you cannot be defeated. You put the taste buds on the line, and he still becomes the victor.
That's right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.